Blog Talk Radio.
Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, as an always and a delight to be with you. Tonight, my special guest is Yolanta Hinton of Virginia, and she is a renowned singer. She's an author. She has so much going on. And without any further ado, I'm going to bring Yolanta on. Yolanta, are you there?
I am. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing really good.
Good. How are you liking this weather tonight?
The weather is something. I didn't expect it. I just came back from Atlanta, and the weather was perfect. And the weather here is a little bit different. Nice, rainy, but different.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it was, every time it seems like when it comes, it just comes in full force. But
yes.
We are here, and we're on the air, and I'm so excited. If anyone wants to call in, because we're broadcasting live tonight, the number is 1-347-826-7543. So, Yolanta, I'm just going to turn the mic over to you, and I want you to tell us about the fabulous things that you have going on. I know you have an event this weekend, so let's start with that, and then we're going to end with talking about your book about bullying.
Okay, thank you so much for having me come on this evening. There is so much going on. Crystal Community Development Corporation is on the move, and we do have an event that is taking place Saturday in Virginia Beach. It's going to be at the Virginia Beach Central Library. It's called Ready for the Spotlight, and we are doing audition and talent search for those out there with great talent. We're looking to provide great opportunities for artists, actors, models, singers, songwriters, producers, and we want you all to come out. Like I said, it takes place Saturday, July the 12th from 1 to 5 p.m., and it's going to be at Virginia Beach Central Library. The address is 4100 Virginia Beach Boulevard, Virginia Beach. And we're going to have judges, we're going to have people out there that are in the industry, producers, all kind of people out there that are going to view talent and critique talent. and just tell everybody about all the things that we're doing at Crystal Records and Crystal Community Corporation. And, again, we invite all of you to come out. If you want to just be an audience member, come on out and be a part of our audience. Or just tell a friend, bring someone out, somebody you think got it going on, bring them out. Let them know about our event, Ready for the Spotlight. And this is just one, Francine. We're going to have many more. August the 22nd, we'll have another one. But July the 12th is our first Ready for the Spotlight this year. We used to have them a few years back, but we're back with them. And we are so excited because we get a chance to take artists, book artists, and provide all kind of opportunities, paid opportunities for artists in our areas and in other parts of the country. So we're very excited about that.
Okay, great. So if someone wanted to participate on Saturday, how can they get in touch with you?
They can actually call 757-287-6792 or email readyforthespotlight@cox.net.
Okay, fabulous. So will there be different categories, or is it just each individual will come and showcase their talents? Will they, you know, will there be, is there like a limit to how many can participate, or is it just open to the public and you just come and present, you know, if you're a singer in your music or if you're, you know, a guitar player, that sort of, is it that kind of event on Saturday?
Yes, it's open to the public. A lot of people have already called, signed up. Come in, sign up, let us know what you do, and perform. If you're a singer, come out. If you're an instrumentalist, if you mime, we have mimes coming. We have comedians coming. We have people that do voiceovers. So whatever you do, talent of all kinds, we want you to come out. And the age, we don't have an age limit. If you're young, if you have children, yes, if you have children that are talented, bring them out. If you're an older adult, a mature adult, come on out. If you're a young adult, we are providing all kind of opportunities for talent throughout this community.
That is fabulous. So I'm really excited, and I'm hoping that my schedule will permit me to at least attend a part of your program on Saturday. So I'm really looking forward to being there and seeing who's ready for the spotlight. So it sounds exciting, Yolanda. Yes, it really does.
We're looking forward to you coming out. You have always supported us, and looking forward to you coming out and being a part of what we're doing.
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it. So I want everybody who is listening, and if you have talent or you think you have talent, we want you to come out so that we can find out if you're ready. And I know that Hampton Roads has a lot of talented individuals. They were doing the rerun today for the BET Awards. And, you know, Virginia opened it up this year. So I was really excited to see our hometown people on BET. So we are here, and Yolanda is a great, great organizer. She's a producer, and she has her own record studio. Can you tell us a little bit about Crystal Records and the studio that you have and what you've been doing throughout the year?
Crystal Records, wow. I started a few years back with Crystal Records. I wanted to be in the industry, but decided that I would do independently and actually follow the leading of God, my instincts, that inner voice, to just go forth and see what I could go forth and do, producing my own music, hiring my own producers, hiring singers, instrumentalists, all kind of people to be a part of, and that was the joy of starting my own record label. I could actually bring in those that I knew were talented and needed opportunity, and I started Crystal Records and became actually the first artist to go out there and represent the label, signed another artist, Ron Henry, who I produced a single called By Faith, beautiful single, and then worked with many artists in this area with hiring them for opportunities for events and all kind of showcase. So Crystal Records has done a lot of things, and we continue. I just produced my newest project, and we're on the move and traveling out and doing great things. And the Ready for the Spotlight piece is a part of Crystal Records, and we are really, really excited to get a chance to expand and to provide booking opportunities for our area. So Crystal Records is on the move.
Absolutely. And for those of you who kind of missed it and it went over your head, Miss Yolanda Hinton is a national recording artist, okay? So we want you to be clear about that, you know, because sometimes people only hear a part of what they're listening to. So she has a new single out, and it's beautiful, and I've gotten the opportunity to share some special moments with her while she was producing that single. So I'm really proud of you, Yolanda. You're doing great things in the community, and I know that you will go far. And you, and for those who may not be familiar with your work, I know that you just have come back from traveling. You mentioned it when you first came on. You were in Atlanta and doing some other things. And I know that you're truly going to be a blessing to all those that get the opportunity to hear your beautiful songs that you sing. She has a beautiful voice, ladies and gentlemen. And Yolanda, tell them how they can get your new CD and your single.
Well, definitely you can get my single, my newest project, and you can get projects that I've done in the past. You can go to iTunes. You can go to CD Baby. You can just Google me online, and everything you need to know will pop up. It will take you to all my music stores and distribution sites, and you can receive the beautiful music that God has given me for you. So just Google the name Yolanda Hinton, and you'll be able to access all the projects that have been done under Crystal Records.
Okay, great, fabulous. So I know that we have a lot to get in and our few minutes on the air tonight, and I'm going to have you back again in the future. And I really, really am so excited about another project that you have completed. And many are getting blessed by it. So I want to talk about right under your nose, bullying right under your nose. So tell us about that, and you know, just take it away and just give the information about where they can find it and what you've been doing with this project as well.
Yes, 5 years ago I took a position from the state to facilitate a program, and it wasn't a anti-bullying program. It was a drug prevention program for youth. But in the middle of that, I began to see something, and it was bullying on every level. It wasn't just children. It was adults, and it was all kind of situations that really, really took my attention. And I decided to write about it, and I wrote a book called Bullying is Right Underneath Your Nose, describing bullying from the perspective of a bully, also the victim expressing themselves, little activities and games, and some of the things that you can do to get help for this massive problem. Writing the book, I began to meet people all over Hampton Roads and other parts of the country who was experiencing bullying. And I decided to add that as one of Crystal Community Development Corporation's initiatives to address and to resolve the problem of bullying. And so now we are embarking on an anti-bullying campaign, and also promoting the book, which the book is on Amazon and iTunes. You can get it in those places, in those distribution sites. And you can also join us with our anti-bullying project if you want to be a partner, if you want to be a sponsor, if you just are a parent who needs to get involved. You can reach me at 757-287-7000. 6792 and talk to me about wanting to get involved in our anti-bullying campaign. This problem is so massive, Francine, and we really need people to get on board. We've had a lot of activities and a lot of events, and we will end it, not end the program, but end it, the rally, October the 25th in Norfolk, Virginia. We will announce the location, but we're going to rally together, our community against bullying, a call to action now. We really want to work with our community, help our community, and bring our community together to resolve this problem.
Yes, and it is definitely a problem. And I don't know how, what people really read the book and see what you're doing, how they can turn their eyes away and not recognize what is going on. And to me, Yolanda, and since you and I have talked about this before, it is amazing to me that sometimes people don't even really realize that they're bullying someone.
Absolutely.
And that's
Absolutely. Amazing
to me, you know.
They really don't know. They know something is going on, but they don't know how to exactly identify it, because some people can be in an abusive situation and feel like it's a normal thing and don't
mm-hmm.
understand that it's either causing great problems or great trauma to people, and they see it as normal. Oh, I'm just picking. Oh, I'm just doing. But you'd be surprised when people begin to express themselves and tell how it has traumatized their lives. Or even bullies. We're meeting bullies, grown-up bullies, who said they were traumatized being bullies. They were forced to be bullies, and they want to really come out and help the community to understand the perspective from bullies and how they need help as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're here in Hampton Roads, but this is a national problem. And it really came to light about a month or so ago when the two girls attacked another girl and caused her bodily harm. And I believe that was in the state of New York. And it really just blew my mind that these 12-year-olds would even have the capacity to even think that they could do this and get away with it and nothing would happen to them, you know?
Absolutely.
It is
massive.
It is. And it's so sad. And I think the saddest part is, and since we've been doing some research, that we're finding that it happens more and more in schools, and sometimes the children are afraid to tell their parents that they're being bullied at school. And they go on being tortured and traumatized until something major happens. And Yolanda, this really upsets me and bothers me. So I want to challenge those who are listening, if you want to get involved, please give Yolanda a call and be a part of this campaign, because we have to make changes, and we have to start at home first, and then we can make some national changes.
Absolutely. We want parents, teachers, counselors, leaders, whoever you are out there, to come together. It's a call to action now. We need everyone to participate, because we all can help to resolve this issue, not just one individual.
That is fabulous. And we want to talk a little bit more about the book. Now, the book is a children's book, correct?
Yes, it is. It's a children's
okay.
book, and it is, again, it is available on Amazon and also on iTunes through the Internet. And also they can write me at P.O. Box 6212, Chesapeake, Virginia, 233-232, receive the book. There's a lot of great information in the book. Even though it's a children's book, it can be shared among adults. It addresses bullying in different areas of our lives, in the workplace, on the job, in the workplace, in schools, among adults. It's just everywhere, and it just will be helpful to families as a whole. And so we really want people to get a hold of it, schools, libraries, to, you know, share how we can come together and we can understand what bullying is and how we can also resolve it.
Okay, great. And Yolanda, you are also working with puppets. Now, my question is, now, do the puppets have names? And if they do, can you tell us what they are?
The puppets have names. It's really funny because we are still naming them. But we do have the bully, which is Felix. His name is Felix. And we have Miss Frump, who's a teacher. We have Kiara, which is my beautiful brown-skinned girl who gets bullied because of the color of her dark skin. And we have Misha. We just have we have a lot of puppets, and we are using them to reach out to our students. Yes. We did a case study, and we used the puppets, and the kids loved them. And so we'll be using them for puppet shows at our rally, and we are also we've been invited to come into schools and do a presentation for anti-bullying program as well.
Great, that is
so
fabulous.
We're having a lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun with those puppets.
Yes, and I can tell. So if you get an opportunity to check out some of Yolanda's clips, they really do a fabulous job with getting the message across. And we have to meet people where they are. You know, nobody wants to be identified as a bully. But if you can see yourself and hear yourself in something that Yolanda is doing or saying, then maybe the bully, other bullies will stand up and say, you know, that's me. I didn't realize I was bullying somebody. You know, I didn't think about it that way. I thought, you know, it was just horseplay. We were just playing around, you know. And we talk about that a lot. And so the line has to be drawn, Yolanda, you know, to let people know, you know, it's okay to play and to, you know, challenge each other. Because, you know, we grew up, you know, we used to put the stick on your shoulder and say, if you knock the stick off, you know, you know, we're going to get out.
Absolutely.
You know, but it's so different now. And it seems like it's mean-spirited. And that's the only good word, you know, kind word I can say on the air, you know, that they're really just being mean. I mean, and I don't see how people can turn a deaf ear and be blind to what is going on and think that it's okay. You know, I don't understand that. Now, I know, Yolanda, that you've been doing case studies and that you're working very hard on this campaign. And I just want you to share again with how somebody can get in touch with you, whether they're a bully or not a bully or just know somebody who maybe needs help. Give them your information so that they can surely get in contact with you. Or if they're a teacher and want you to come out to their school or organization, let them know how they can get in touch with you.
Absolutely. Please contact me, Yolanda Hinton. My number is 757-287-6792. You can actually email, if you'd like, yhinton, Y-H-I-N-T-O-N, at cox.net. I wanted to mention that we do have a lot of activities that are going on with the anti-bullying campaign, and there's one that I wanted to tell you about, Francine, and share with our listeners. It's called Face Off, which we're going to have bullies and we're going to have victims of bullying in the same room. It's not scripted. It will be videotaped, and they will challenge one another and bring out all kind of emotions. We will have professionals there that will keep things at, you know, not to be heated up, you know, to the extreme, but we are allowing people to come face-to-face with their victims or their bully and talk about it and help heal, because we're talking about healing. We're bringing professionals in to give information and to help families, and I wanted to make sure that the audience as well as others keep up with what we're doing. They can call me again, 757-287-6792. Crystal Community also has a website, www.cristocorporation.com. And please get in touch with us for any of our programs, our mentoring programs, our anti-bullying program, or our special events. We want to hear from our community because we know it's going to take everybody coming together to resolve all our issues and to make us a better community. And so we're here to be that light, and we're here to be that beam, and we're here to be that salt to help preserve, because that's what we're called to do. That's the purpose that God has put me on this planet, to be that beacon of hope, so we can show that there's not just the bad side or the dark side of life, but there's the light which God wants us to show in this world.
Absolutely. Well, Yolanda, it has been a pleasure to have you on Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I know I'm going to have you back because we just barely, you know, touched the surface of all that you're doing. And I appreciate you, and I send my love to you and your team and everything that you're doing, and just keep up the good work. And give your phone number again and your email address again before we sign off.
Okay, it's 757-287-6792, Yhinton, Yhinton, at Cox.net. And thank you, Francine, so much. And thank you for the wonderful team that God has given me to work with as well.
Oh, fantastic. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Yolanda Hinton. She is the CEO of Crystal Records. She's a national recording artist. She's also an author and many, many other talents that God has given her. She has been a blessing to the community, and I'm proud to say that she's also my friend. So I hope that you enjoyed the show, and we'll be back next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So good night, and God bless.